We're joined by the Fin Harps manager, Ollie Horgan. Good evening, Ollie.
Good evening, Kenny.
Well, Ollie, a positive result last night up in UCD. You came from behind twice. It's another encouraging performance.
Yeah, we ran our luck a little, but we got a point out of it, which was probably as much as we deserved. We played well in patches. There were times when UCD had most of the possession and we were basically playing on the counter-attack, but we got a decent result out of it, Kenny, so yeah, we're happy enough with that.
I know it's your first goals conceded in the league this season, Ollie, two goals, but it's encouraging. You hadn't been letting in goals, so it was always interesting to see what would happen when you did let in a goal, but you let in two and you came back twice, which is an encouraging sign from the team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're five games in, there's plenty of spirit, plenty of energy there. It's to try and maintain that after 25 games is maybe the test that's ahead of them. We went behind twice yesterday. I don't think anyone panicked in any manner. There was plenty of spirit. You know, we made three substitutions as we have done all season so far that had a big input in it. And we got something out of it. You know, to maintain that energy 20 games from now is really a bigger battle ahead, you know.
Yeah, Ollie, you had a couple of men that scored last week, scored this week again, Wilfred Tagbo and Kevin McHugh getting the goals this week again. It's always nice for a team to see their forwards getting the goals.
Yeah, you know, we struggled at times last year in that department. Whether we have it corrected or not, time will tell, but certainly at the moment it looks encouraging. I think the disappointment part of it, we can see that the two goals from two corner kicks that we're normally strong at, we're normally well organised at that, but we fell asleep certainly in one of the occasions, and for the first goal we lost our marker and conceded. Michael Leahy scored from a header. At the same time we responded very quickly, and you know, we scored ourselves from maybe a second phase from a free kick that Tony McNamee put in, but Wilford finished from inside the 6-yard box, and from there on, to be fair to UCD, they probably had more of the possession. They had two goals, just allowed, you know, to give them a bit of credit. At the same time, I think, you know, the first goal that Michael Leahy scored, we felt, and having looked at it in the video since, that Kieran Call headed it off the line. The linesman, you know, gave it, has been over the line, but to be fair to the same linesman, he disallowed possibly a very valid goal from UCD to go 2-1 up. So, look, we'll take a draw there, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it on the extra time last night. There was plenty of action, Ollie, but you made a couple of changes last night again. It seems to be the way you're doing this season. I don't know, is it by plan or is it by arrangement with players, but you're making a couple of changes every week and it freshens up the team.
Yeah, as I said before, we it's not particularly that we've a better team this year than last year, but I think we've possibly more of the same level of players available to us. And I know that last year we'd have made maybe one substitution in a type of game like last night that was very tight. Last night we'd have made five or six if we could have, but we've made three the whole way along. And yeah, we freshen things up and give maybe different people chances, and you know, people of very similar ability to maybe people we've left out. So that type of way, it's a positive. That type of way, we're probably better equipped this year, but you know, as I said last night to other people, you know, we've no outstanding individual, which is a help, and I think everyone is on the same wavelength in that manner.
Yeah, it's a long season, a tough season, as you've been saying a lot, Ollie. You're on 11 points, you've Athlone 10, you've Wexford 9, Shelbourne 8, and Cavan Teeley can go to 9 tonight, so you have five teams within 3 points, so it's a very tight division.
Yeah, I mean, you know, UCD will be there or thereabouts. I mean, you mentioned them briefly there. They have probably the players that, while they started relatively slowly, they'll certainly push into the top half of the competition as it progresses. You know, it's a question of whether we can maintain the energy and that we've shown the whole way through. Last year we fell away at the end, and, you know, it's a challenge to them to try and maintain that for longer, if not for the full term of it.
Well, Ollie, it all sets up an interesting meeting on Friday night. Athlone Town coming to Fin Park, top two in the division, but it's the closest team basically to you in the league as far as travelling, so it'll be interesting to see. You hopefully get a good crowd and it should be a decent match, hopefully.
Yeah, there was a good crowd there supporting us last night. That was a huge help, as there have been, you know, in Shelbourne away and indeed in Waterford, you know, which is a great credit to the supporters that travel the country with us. You know, like, as I said before, you know, we gave them something maybe to encourage them last night. I just hope he can continue that. But, yeah, Athlone will be another game that could go either way. There's very little in this division. There's very little between any of the sides. I mean, Cove, who are bottom of the division, we stumbled over the line last week against them. We're quite lucky to beat them. There's really very little between any of them. And I think any team can turn another team over on their day. It's just that we need to have enough of those days to try and maintain a position in the top half of the table.
That's great, Ollie. We wish you success and thanks for joining us this evening.
You're welcome.